So this is a sugya which I think is a great display of Ramosha Feinstein, his classic way Ramosha goes through tshuvas. Ramosha was known, I may have mentioned this in the past, I certainly have mentioned this in Shiurim, how Rav Shechter, when he was younger, so he used to look at Ramosha tshuvas, just look at the question, and he wouldn't look at the answer, and you'd try to figure out how he would come up with the answer. Rav Shechter, when he was younger, the games he used to play was with his chavrusa. His chavrusa would read the Encyclopedia Talmudis, which is has everything there, and Rav Shechter would tell him where the sources were, like the footnotes. He wouldn't have anything in front of him. Rav Shechter would just say, oh, that's from the Gemara here, that's the Shuvas Rashba here. He would just chazering what he knew all in his mind. So he used to look at a Rav Moshe Tshuva, just look at the question and figure out how he would answer it. Then he'd look at Rav Moshe, and he said Rav Moshe would always have some other angle, some other Gemara that you would not have expected to apply to the answer, and then he'd come up with it. So this is not a case where it's a random Gemara, but as we see from, it's related to Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see, but it's something that the Rishonim don't bring, but once Rav Moshe presents the Gemara as the answer to the Shaila, it becomes so obvious. So that happens very, very often in a Rav Moshe Tshuva. Moshe never felt that he was bound to whatever the Rishonim Mahalach took. He understood a Shaila, and whatever came to his mind, that became the answer. So the discussion we're learning now is the halachas of when a person forgets HaMelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. If I were to ask you, do you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei or not? We would all say, of course, you have to repeat it. The Mefurish Gemara in Brachos that you must say Amelcha Kadosh through Aseres Mechuva, which includes the first night of Rosh Hashanah. And if you forget it, you have to be Chozi. You have to go back and say everything all from the beginning. We have different types of insertions or changes in Shemoneh Esrei. Sometimes we have to go back, and sometimes we don't. So Al Nisim, we don't have to go back. If a person forgets it, you don't have to repeat it again. If you forget Zachein L'chaim or any of those insertions of Kasvein L'chaim, you don't have to go back because those are just added bonuses. If you forget Mashir Ruacham and Gashem, you do have to go back. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Yalav Yavo, you have to go back and say it. So you have different things when make you go back to say it and you don't have to go back and say it. So the question, what happens to Melech HaKadosh? We would all say you have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But there is a unique halacha which many know that the Gemara in Brachos says, and this is the halacha, if the first night of Rosh Chodesh, the person forgot Yalav Yavo, you do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei and Ma'ariv. What's the reason why? No, that's not, it's a good suggestion, but that. No, not because Ma'ariv. Exactly. The din is that when they're Mekadesh Chodesh, so they accept that you see the moon at nighttime. But if I come as an aide of the moon, Kitcha Chodesh, I come at nighttime, they're not going to accept me. There's no Bezdin at night. Bezdin only happens during the daytime. So the Kitcha Chodesh could only take place by Yom. So nighttime is not really back in the time as the Beis Hamikdash. It was not really the time that Rosh Chodesh began. It began on the morning of. So now we don't go based on what's called, we're not Mekadshin Al Pi Aria. Al Pi Aria means based on seeing. We don't look at the moon to establish the new month. It's Al Pi Cheshbon, the Gemara says. We have a calculation. Rabbi Gamliel set up a whole calendar, and then now we know that this past month was 2 days Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Kislev is going to be one, everything's all set, there's no Al Pi Aria, it's Al Pi Cheshvan. But that being said, by the times when they were being Mekadesh Al Pi Aria, they would not set a new moon, the new month would not be, Rosh Chodesh would not be a nighttime. They would not say Yalav Yavo a nighttime. So we do. So we say it, but if you don't say Yalav Yavo, if you forget to say it, you do not have to repeat it. And this is true also, many people make this mistake. Tosfos and Brachos says, what about the second night of Rosh Chodesh? It's already Rosh Chodesh now. So maybe the second night, Marv, if I forgot Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo, I should repeat it. The din is, even the second night of Rosh Chodesh, one would not repeat Shemoneh Esrei if they forgot Yalav Yavo. So that's a given. That's the clear halacha, nighttime Rosh Chodesh, you do not repeat it if you forget Yalav Yavo. So what happens when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh, to a certain extent. It's the first of the month. But it's not quite a Rosh Chodesh. What are the differences between Rosh Hashanah and a classic Rosh Chodesh?
Rosh Hashanah's
no halo. No halo, exactly. No halo. One great example, there's no halo. There's a Shiboleh Halekit. I think Shiboleh Halekit. I forgot to look this up. Shiboleh Halekit asks the following question. It says, how do we know, Minayin Shemavashomer, I forget the language exactly, how do you know you say halo in Rosh Chodesh? Now, there's no source. Halal Rosh Chodesh is not a deraisa, so that's certainly true. But we say it on every Rosh Chodesh, but how do you know? What's the source? What's the remez that you say halal on every single Rosh Chodesh? So it invokes the last kapitel Tehillim, which is the kapitel of Kol HaNeshama, to halal kahaluka. That kapitel, it says haluka 11 times in that mizmor 11 times. Why 11 times? Connected the 11 months, we say Rosh Chodesh, but we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah. Now, just the fact, it's a beautiful thing. He takes a look, they explain, there's a Kloisenberger that says, well, which halal, which phrase refers to which month? So he says the haluka that says, I think the first one, haluka, that's Nisan, the first month of the year. Halu, Beseka, Shofar, that's which month? What would you think?
It's supposed to be
Tishu. It's Elul. He says Elul, we blow Shofar every single day.
Right.
Very good. And this is a really interesting one. He says, which one is Kohan Neshama? Can I get anyone know? The last one? It works out beautiful. Adar. It's the last one. Because if the first one's Nisan, so the last month of the year is Adar. So now, really, it works nicely. He doesn't say all this, I don't think. But why do we repeat Kohan Neshama twice? Kohan Neshama, Tala, Kahaluka, Kohan Neshama, Adar's Beis, right. Now, the reason why we repeat it in Psukei Dezimra is because it's a klal. Whenever you finish a section, you repeat a pasuk to say it's over. Like after Az Yashir, Hashem Yimloch, Lilam Ved, we say twice, we're unending the section. So we had the first section of Kol Neshama, that's like the sitting down section of Psuke, and then the next section we end, we repeat the pasuk Hashem Yimloch Lilam Ved twice. Now, but another remez would be, if it's connected Adar, I don't think I saw this anywhere, but Adar, we repeat Adar Bey sometimes, so that's why Kol Neshama is repeated twice. Now just to give a bit of a tangent, but even deeper, Kol Neshama is very much correlated to the month of Adar. Anybody know why?
Oh, death. Maybe for Moshe
Rabbeinu. No, that's a good
life
thought.
And death.
Good thought. There's what do we use the pasuk? What does the Gemara use the pasuk called Neshama for? What halacha do we learn? Anyone know?
Call Neshima with every breath.
Yeah, that's true. We every breath of person called Neshima v'Neshima. Very good. There's another source of halacha bracha we learn from Kol Neshama. The Gemara asks a question. Yeah. Yeah, excellent, yeah. The Gemara asks the question, how do you know Minayin Shema Varachin Al HaReach? How do you know you say Baruch on smell? The Gemara says, Kol Neshama, Halal Kaluka, Eza Hana Shel Neshama, what's Hana of the Neshama? Reach. The Reach goes right to the nose. Fine, so that's the idea. They say, B'nai Sascha writes, if you look at Eitz Hadas, the whole Ma'aseh of Eitz Hadas, last week's Parsha, so if you find that four of the five senses are mentioned, they saw the Eitz Hadas, they tasted Eitz Hadas, they touched Eitz Hadas, they heard even the voices, the talking. The one thing that was not mentioned in the Psukim is smell. So the B'nai Sascha says that the Nachash was able to impact every one of the senses except for the smell. Because that's the Koach and Neshama. It was like preserved in a hidden place, they couldn't touch it. So we know that Haman comes from Hamin Ha'Eitz Hazeh. That's a remez that Haman was the Nachash. He can't touch the Neshama. The only way to attack against Haman in the story of Purim was to go through the Koach of the Neshama, the Koach of the smell. That's why Esther's Hadassah. Hadassah is to smell. That's why Mordechai, what's the remez for Mordechai in the Torah?
Mordura,
which is one of the besamim used in the Shemen HaMishcha. So there's a very strong correlation between Purim and smell besamim, and Purim and besamim. That's why Kol Neshama, which is the source of the Brach besamim, is also connected to other ways. What's the phrase we say about getting drunk on Purim? Chai v'nish lebesume. What does lebesume mean? Besamim. It's spelled the samich, but samich and sin can be switched. Lebesume. So there are many, many more about these things. The Gemara says, just to throw out more, the Gemara, those learning Daf Yomi, the Gemara says, Yain v'reach kipikim. Wine and smell make a person smarter. What does wine and smell have to do with each other? So it's a deeper thing. The wine goes to a, you know, nichnas yain yetasor, it goes to a deep place, just like the reach goes to a very, very deep place, the hidden recesses of a person's neshama. So either way, Kol Neshama is keneged other ways. That was all just a side point. But we see from here, either way, that there's no halal in Rosh Hashanah. Where's the Rosh Chodesh element? What else is different about Rosh Hashanah where there's no element of Rosh Chodesh, where it differs from a regular Rosh Chodesh? There's no halal. What else? Exactly. I didn't think that. There's no Yalav Yavo either. There's no Yalav Yavo at all on Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh even at all anywhere in Rosh Hashanah davening. It's not mentioned even once.
Considered one day.
Yeah, and therefore.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's not related to Rosh Chodesh, though, in terms of.
It's not considered one day when it's 2 days.
We don't have that. It doesn't come up really because it's only really the halacha. The nafkamina is the only one. It's a yantif. 2 days of a chol. There's no nafkamina of like an egg being laid on day one versus day two. So okay, but it could be. Maybe there could be some nafkamina. I don't know.
Oh,
but we do. You're right. You do mention. But you're saying Yom HaZikaron. You're right.
No.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. So then, but we don't mention Rosh Chodesh though. So what else? Another difference. We don't. Ah, exactly. There's no Rosh Chodesh benching either. So what's the reason why there's no Rosh Chodesh benching? Trick one is the Satan. That's one reason. But maybe there's no element of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is a different element. It's a different day than Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. It's not like a new month. It's a new year. You don't even talk about the next. It's a reset, like a next level up, and then you just start from the beginning. So there's no Shabbos, Mevarchim, Rosh Hashanah. So there certainly are differences. So that being said, just because Rosh Chodesh, we would repeat Yalav Yavo at nighttime, doesn't necessarily mean by Rosh Hashanah we would have the same requirements of having to repeat something if you did mention it. So this is where we have the Chai Adam. Chai Adam's Mechadesh, he quotes from Rebbe, I don't know, Avla Psveller, I don't know who that is. He's Mechadesh, that if a person makes a mistake, Leil Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the end of number one here, the last three lines, he says, Amar Kan Din Mechudash. Here's a Chiddush. Shimta b'leil Rosh Hashanah, v'lo Amar HaMelech HaKadosh, Eino Tzarech Lachzi. You don't have to repeat it. Kedin ta v'lo Hizker Yalav Yavo b'leil Rosh Chodesh. Just like if one forgot to say Yalav Yavo Rosh Chodesh night, and Marv Eino Chodzer Tzarech Lachzer, why Machmas She'ein Mekadshin Etzach Chodesh b'layla? So too, like we said, Imkein Gam b'leil Rosh Hashanah, Hadin Kein She'ein Tzarech Lachzer. Just like Rosh Chodesh begins really from the daytime, so the Rosh Hashanah really begins from the daytime. We say it at nighttime, just like we say Yalav Yavo, Balaila of Rosh Chodesh, but b'diavad, if you forgot it, you don't repeat. HaMelech HaKodesh would be the same din. If you didn't say it, the first night Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat it. First night Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat it, just like Rosh Chodesh. That's the Chiddush of the Chai Adam. The Rebbeinu Yonah, who's a Rishon, really preempted the Shaila and it felt differently. The Rebbeinu Yonah quotes opinions that says, he points out that by regular yontif, a regular sukkis, or if it's Yom Kippur, Shavuos, Pesach, all of that, if you didn't mention the yontif properly, if it's sukkis night, I don't mention yontif, I have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. There's no question about it. He says, there are those who say that's only true of the Yom Tovim except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is taller in Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah depends on Rosh Chodesh. So some say that just like Rosh Chodesh, you would not have to repeat it like we just saw in the Chai Adam, so through Rosh Hashanah. If you made a mistake, you would not have to repeat it. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah himself suggests. Such a pity. He came hundreds of years, by the way, before the Chai Adam came. A few hundred years. He suggests this possibility. He quotes those who say this. But in the end of the day, Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Rosh Hashanah is a unique day. It's a dichotomy of a Rosh Chodesh, but also a Yom Tov. It's the only holiday where they come together. Bekesel Yom Chagenu. Bekesel Yom Chagenu is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. And one pshat means it's a day she'delavana miskasaba, where the moon is hidden, which the Tosfos explains, it's a day that Rosh Chodesh is hidden, as if Rosh Chodesh doesn't even exist. But the clash between a Yom Tov and a Rosh Chodesh, which one is it? Now, there's not so much of a difference, but the one clash becomes, Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, if it's a Rosh Chodesh, then they don't have to repeat mistakes at night. If it's a Yom Tov, then you would have to repeat mistakes. So which one is it? So Rabbeinu Yonah clearly writes, he says, "V'afal pisha tali b'Rosh Chodesh," even though Rosh Hashanah hinges on Rosh Chodesh, "Kaven shu Yom Tov," since it's also Yom Tov, and mitzvahs Yom Tov alima tvei, the halachas, the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov of Simchas Yom Tov are greater, stronger. They overwhelm the Rosh Chodesh. There's an Isser Malacha involved in it. Right, a regular Rosh Chodesh, there's no restrictions on Isser Malacha. The only difference Rosh Chodesh is we have a Yalav Yavo, a longer davening. And some women have the practice not to do malacha. Now, women nowadays don't have such a practice, but there's a minhag that women don't do malacha based on their imam. There's nothing, it is a halal. Nothing really changes Rosh Chodesh. Yom Tov, the whole day is different. There's an isser malacha that impacts the entire 24-hour period. So we clearly see that Yom Tov has a greater, stronger impact than that of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore he says, and on top of the fact that we don't even mention Rosh Chodesh in davening on Rosh Hashanah, he therefore concludes, Yoser Yesh Lodun, it's more appropriate to judge, to view this day, Kimo Yom Tov, from looking at it as a Rosh Chodesh. And since Rosh Hashanah is going to be a Yom Tov more so than a Rosh Chodesh, you would have to repeat it if you made the mistake at nighttime. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says against the Chaye Adam. Great. Now, we have the Shaar Tzion, the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah. It's a good question. I would imagine, yes, he quotes it. He doesn't argue. If he doesn't argue, I would imagine he's agreeing that would be the halacha. I would think so. So either way, so that's a big machlokas between the Chai Adam and Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah would be very much against this. And the Shaar Tzion, who quotes this Chai Adam, the Shaar Tzion is the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes this, and he says a very interesting shaila, which you have to understand what he means. He says, I don't understand this, this Chai Adam. He says, this is only true that you don't have to repeat a Rosh Chodesh if you're davening a regular Chol Shmon Esrei, and you add in the Yalav Yavo. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, okay, you still daven your regular Shmon Esrei. But on a Yontif davening Rosh Hashanah, if you forgot Hamelcha Kadosh, that's not just like an added piece. That's a whole. That's the essence of a Yontif davening. Meaning, when I daven a regular Chol Shmon Esrei, and I add Yalav Yavo, I add Al Nisim. The baseline is a Shmon Esrei. I'm just adding something separate. So if I forgot that separate piece, there's room to say I still have the Shmon Esrei. I still got that. But if I'm davening a different davening, I'm davening Rosh Hashanah davening. Hamelcha Kadosh isn't a change. It's not like I say Akel Kadosh and I'll add Hamelcha Kadosh. There's no Rosh Hashanah davening with Akel Kadosh. It doesn't exist. Yontif davening Rosh Hashanah, by definition, has Hamelcha Kadosh in there. It's like if I'm davening a regular Shmon Esrei, I don't say Mechai Mesim, I have to go back. Mechai Mesim is part of the fabric of a Shmon Esrei. So Hamelcha Kadosh on my weekday davening, okay, I can see that's a change of my baseline davening. It's a change. But Rosh Hashanah, Hamelcha Kadosh is part of the fabric of Rosh Hashanah davening. It's not like, okay, I forgot that piece, like the rest of it's still good. No, the rest of it isn't still good. So the Shaar Tzion doesn't understand how the Chai Adam can even entertain such a possibility of, you forgot Hamelcha Kadosh, okay, you get the rest of the davening. You cannot have a Rosh Hashanah davening without Kel Kadosh. That doesn't exist as a structure of a Shmona Esrei. That's the Shaar Tzion. And therefore, he concluded that if one did forget Hamelcha Kadosh, so you should repeat, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei that first night, Rosh Hashanah. Now, before I go to Rav Moshe's Tshuva, I should mention that I couldn't find the Mishnah Berurah here, but the Mishnah Berurah does write that, if let's say a person, in the first night, we don't know what we said, what we didn't say, we try to have Kavanah, and, maybe the first two, we want to maybe close our eyes, and the first two brachas we know by heart, already Tagibur and everything, we know by heart. And then it comes to Kel Kadosh, you're not sure if you said Melech Kadosh. Was I still like saying it by heart at that point? Was I looking inside the Siddur, the Machzer? Did I say Melech Kadosh? You're not really sure. So if you're not sure, we assume you didn't say it. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you said the first bracha, how's the first bracha go again? On the first bracha of Rosh Hashanah. And that's pretty on the spot. I should know this also. Either way, if you said the first bracha, Mishnah Berurah says, for sure you said Melech Kadosh. Because if you didn't say the first bracha, you'd start saying Atah Chone. If you said Akel Kadosh. So once you start going to the first bracha of Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, you're safe to say you said Melech Kadosh. You start doubting part of the flow. If Mishnah Berurah writes this somewhere, I need to find it.
Why does he distinguish, though, between Melech Kadosh and the other inserts? Meaning, if it's the Rosh Hashanah davening, and Melech Kadosh is integral to the structure of that, why can't you say the same thing for Zerchein Lechaim and everything else that we add in? Like, why isn't that, and Rosh Hashanah, that's integral to the davening also?
So the truth is that the Zerchein Lechaim is not so integral. Now, the Tosos actually writes in Brachos that Zerchein Lechaim is integral. If you forgot it, you would have to repeat it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't find that Zacharinu is actually integral to davening.
But I'm saying on Rosh Hashanah, using the same svara, meaning that like that's there is no other davening for that day.
Right.
It's not just an added insert, because that's the only davening.
True. That's definitely a fair point, a very fair point. I guess one could say it might be a difference of a chasima of a bracha of a Melech Kadosh versus something that's not part of the actual conclusion of the bracha. It's a good point. I'm not sure that could be what's driving Tosos. That why Tosos says that you have to repeat it, but we would say Zachreinu doesn't make sense. Now I'll just add by the way to this piece here that you mentioned it. Zachreinu L'chaim. The Rishon asked the question. We have a klal in davening. We don't add bakashos in the first three brachas, right? The way it's set up is the first three brachas, Shmon Esrei, is a bircha shevach. We praise Hashem. The next 12/13. By the way, we know the 12/13 brachas now just came up in the middle of bakashos. Those are connected to the 12 months of the year, and the 13th is Adar Beis. Malshinim was added in. That's Adar Beis, so that's 12/13 that connected the months like Halal we mentioned before. And the last three are brachas of Hodah. So we don't add, you can't ask bakashos in the brachas of shevach. You can't add bakashos in the brachas of Hodah. So how do you have Zachin L'chaim? It's a bracha. Please, Hashem, remember us L'chaim. Kasrein L'chaim. How could you insert that in the first three brachas?
It's
And then, therefore?
It's for Hashem. It's really
interesting. Okay, very good. Maybe it's not for myself. It's not really a bracha. It's not personal. It's really for Hashem. Okay, that could be. I believe what the Rishonim say, I think Rishonim say this, if not, I maybe saw this many years ago. You know that Sefer HaGyoni Halacha, Rav Mirsky? When I was like Yeshiva, this was like the basic Sefer to learn Lamdas. It was a very nice sugyas. I think he writes this, that the nature of a davening during Aseres Metshuva is completely different than the rest of the year. We don't follow the rules. We could go above the rules. We're in such a state of Shas at the Chak, we're in a state of urgency, you could break all rules. One of the great riyas is, the Gemara says that a person who's chozer, when you go to the Mechama, if you have an Avera, don't go fight. You're in danger. So what's one of the examples the Gemara says? If a person speaks, I think the Gemara said, between like Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, that's a big Avera, to speak between that time. Chozer the Mechama, don't fight. What are we doing during Aseres Metshuva every single day? Yishtabach, guy goes up, opens the psicha, Shir Malos. The Ran says, how in the world are you being mafsik there, Shir Malos? It doesn't make any sense. The answer is that Aseres Metshuva, it's a 10 days of Yom HaTfilah, and then everything changes. We could say Shir Malos, we could say Zachar Lechaim. We do a lot of strange things. We never do we have the we're makbid all year round to close the Aron for Kaddish. Never is an Aron Kaddish open for Kaddish. However, when we leave it open, comes to Ne'ilah. The end of Ne'ilah, we don't close it. The Kaddish is wide open for Ne'ilah. The Aron's open for Ne'ilah. Because all bets are off. The halachas of Tefillah are changing. We're going to every extreme we can. We're going to throw in Zachrenus, the first brachas. We're going to throw in, you know, all the other stuff in the end of the brachas. Whatever we need. And therefore everything changes. So we can break all these rules. That allows us to do this. Now your question still stands. Why Zachrenu, that's part of the now the new nusach of the Tefillah of Aseres Metshuva. Why do we not have to repeat it for those? I'm not quite sure, but I think it's a very good point.
What about Hamelach and Mishpat? That's a machlokas.
Yeah, that's it's machlokas, exactly. So it all depends on this. But either way, we see that the days of Aseres Metshuva, we start changing serious parts of the brachas. That shows that it's an elevated tefillah. It's a sense of urgency. So now, Halach L'maisa, what do you do in terms of forgetting Hamelach HaKodosh the first night? So Ramosha talks about this. Ramosha writes that maybe a reason why, he quotes the Chayadim, you know, maybe a reason why a person should repeat a Melech HaKadosh, if you forgot it, in the whole Shemoneh Esrei, first night Rosh Hashanah, is because of the concept of Mezalzlin. So you shouldn't be Mezalzel on the night of Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? We have a concept by Yantav Sheni Shagalios. We know that we do everything on day two as we did on day one. That's very strange. We know nowadays that a second day of Sukkot is not really a second day of Sukkot. So we have Minig Avos Hayom B'Yadeinu, we do it anyways. And the whole driving force right now, the Gemara explains, is we don't want to be mezalza. Once we're keeping Yantav Sheni, if we start making changes of Yantav Sheni to Yantav Rishon, it's like, oh, this whole Yantav Sheni thing's a joke. Also lezalza lebe. Once you make one change, it's going to be a whole joke. No one's going to take you seriously anymore. So therefore, we say that since that's the rule, we have all the halachas of Yantav Sheni as we did Yantav Rishon. So the Ramosha writes that just like Yantav Sheni, Shagalios, we would daven everything, and if a person forgot something in the davening on the sheni, we say repeat it, even though he really doesn't have to repeat it. We make him repeat it anyways. Let's say it's the last day of Simchas Torah. It's really a weekday. It's really a Monday. But we're celebrating, we're singing, we're treating like a real yantav, and we should. And let's say the guy forgot, he did a regular Shemoneh Esrei. Does he have to repeat it? Well, really, he doesn't have to repeat it, because it's really a Monday. It's not really Yantav Sheni anymore. But since Asil Zezule, it's going to come, people are going to make a joke of the whole day, we make you repeat it. So maybe he says this would be the same reason why the first night Rosh Hashanah really, yeah. So the first night he would say that why repeat it? It's you don't really need to make a Melech HaKadosh. Rosh Hashanah doesn't really start till tomorrow morning. But you know what? If we don't take it seriously at nighttime, Asi Lezezule. So if you forgot Melech HaKadosh, repeat it just because of the driving force of Asi Lezezule. That's what he explains. But then he goes on to say, and really he thinks it's a deeper reason. As to why, if one forgot Hamelach HaKadosh, he thinks you don't have to repeat it. And he says it's a very fundamental reason. It's based on the sugya that we're learning on Chesam Beis here in Rosh Hashanah. I read you the language of Ramosha, and we'll finish with this. Ramosha writes at the end, says, Hanach on the last page, Hanach on Anias Daiti. Devadai, the first paragraph on that second half of the page, Hanach on Anias Daiti is clear in my understanding. Devadai below Hizkir Shayantif Berarvis. If you don't mention Yantif, not Melech HaKadosh, if you don't mention Yantif, if you don't mention anything about Rosh Hashanah, you forget Yalav Yava, whatever you're saying, you forgot it. Gam HaRebeinu Pasvela, again, I don't know how to pronounce his name, he would also agree, and the Chayadim would all agree, Karabeinu Yonah Shemachzir. Right? If you forgot an element of Rosh Hashanah in the Yalav Yava, you certainly repeat it even the first night. That they agree. Ach Behizkesh Yantif, let's say you mention the entire Rosh Hashanah davening, But lo amar melech hakadosh, you don't say melech hakadosh, bezechidshu. That's the singular chiddush of the Chai Adam. Bezechidshu. De'ein machzirin kamo rosh chodesh. You don't repeat it. Just like you don't repeat rosh chodesh. Why? What's different about melech hakadosh that we could allow you to skip it accidentally? What's different? Hatam says Rav Moshe deha'isa b'rosh hashanah davches. Melamed she'ein bezdin shemala. Nichnesin ladin. Elam kein kitchu bezdin shemata es hachodesh. You know, when does the Bezdin Shamala come judge us? When we decide. When we down here, we say we're ready, that's when they come down. So when does Bezdin Shamata, how do we decide when the new Chodesh is? Lachein ma'achar she'en mekadshin zachodesh el bayom. We're only mekadesh the month bayom, not balayla. It's not Tishrei at nighttime yet. It's not Rosh Chodesh at nighttime. It's not Rosh Hashanah at nighttime. Yes, we're keeping it as a yontif, but the element, the Gemara tells us that the Bezdin Shamala only is judging us when Bezdin Shamata convenes, when we establish a new month, and that's only the daytime. And therefore, Ein Nichnasin Ladin El Biyom Lamachra. Therefore, the Bezdin Shamala only starts judging us by daytime, by Yom. And that's what it means. So the whole idea of HaMelech HaKadosh, why do we say HaMelech HaKadosh? So he quotes the Rashi in Brachos, HaMelech HaKadosh, we're showing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mara, this is Rashi's language, Mara Malchuso Lishpot Es Olam. We're showing that Kadosh Baruch Hu's kingship, that he's here to judge us. HaMelech HaKadosh is about being judged. So if it's all about being judged, Rav Moshe says, it's only shayach to mention his judgment when we're being judged. When are we being judged? Bayom. Because we're mekadesh l'chodesh bayom. Once we mekadesh l'chodesh bayom, that triggers the Bezdin Shamala start judging us, HaMelech HaMishpat bayom. And that's the only time that you must mention HaMelech HaKadosh. But at nighttime, the first night, we're not being judged yet, it doesn't begin yet, you actually don't have, you should say it. But if you forgot it, so then Rav Moshe says you would not have to repeat it because it's not a day of judgment just yet. And that's how he explained there's no steer anymore. It comes to, again, Rabbeinu Yonah, when he says you have to repeat it the first night, he's referring to if you skipped all of Rosh Hashanah davening. You didn't mention Yontav at all. But HaMelech HaKadosh, that particular din, that Rav Moshe thinks everybody would actually agree to based on this Gemara. And he takes it one step further. He says, what would you say about the second night of Rosh Hashanah? If the guy forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, what would you say? Should he repeat it, or should he not repeat it like the first night?
He should,
yeah, why?
Because it's already restarted in judgment.
Excellent, we already started, and Rav Moshe writes, U'ba'arvis delel sheni, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, mistaver, shechoza, you should repeat it in the second night. So we'll get to that in just a second. Delo gara mikol aseret mitshuva. Once you started the aseret mitshuva, the next 10 days are straight. It's a uniform day. You can't start and stop. And therefore, ach evsher, shim nitzracha lach. Fine, so we can leave it at that point. So now, Dana asks the question, so how come we don't say the same thing by the second night of Rosh Chodesh? So I need to look. Tosas asks this question in Brachos, and I'm forgetting now what he had said, but he does raise a question, and he gives the answer that the second night of Rosh Chodesh is the same din. I need to look back there in a second afterwards. We said that one would not have to repeat it just like the first night. So that's the question. Why? I didn't get this. I only gave this far. I thought it was the same reason of Mekadosh HaKodesh. I'll just look at the Gemara if I remember where it is exactly. I'll look it up now. There's no Gemara Brachos
here.
I don't see any Gemara Brachos here. Is it Gemara Brachos? Yeah, here. Okay. See if I can find it. So I think I told you at the end of a parak. Here we go. So the end of Tefillas Shachar, the fourth parak of Brachos. So the Gemara itself talks about the Rosh Chodesh of a person Tav Lo Hizkish Rosh Chodesh Arvis Ein Machzirin Oso Nefish Ein Bezdin Mekachin Shachodesh El Bayom. So that's what we've been discussing. The Tosu there asks, I think. He says your point. David suggested because of Rishus, maybe say because Arvis is Rishus, and that's why you don't have to repeat it. So he says Veishlomar Yeshivarshim Dafka Belayla Rishona Ein Machzirin Oso. The fish ain mekachin echodesh belayla. Aval belayla shniya. Your question, machzirin also shekfar mekudesh miyom shelafanav. He says Yutaka should have to repeat it because already was mekudesh. Velo near lechalik. He doesn't think you should distinguish, but he doesn't give us a reason why. So we have to look into reason. I'm not sure.
Maybe because once you start doing that, you'll get mixed up. First night, second night.
Could be asil zazule.
First night, you should go back.
Maybe it'll be asil zazule. We're confused. Maybe.
Like
could be okay. Right, exactly. That was it. No, but he says he doesn't think one should be mechad, but he asks your question, We have to look at the other Rishonim to see what the answer is. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, and then just finally, one last point, Ramosha writes, is that what would the din be if the guy wakes up Rosh Hashanah morning, early, before Neitz HaChama? It's morning. He woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and he's davening before Neitz. And he forgot Hamel HaKadosh. Should he have to repeat it or not have to repeat it?
According to this, no, right?
Right? Because only by Yom, right, the time that Mekad Shechodesh is only Bezdin only convenes daytime, after Neitz HaChama, after sunrise. So they haven't convened yet. It's the morning, but the Bezdin is all totally on Bezdin. So he says, "Nimsa the mispalel shachris rashana kodem hanetz v'shachach lomar hamel hakadosh lo yachzer." One should not repeat it because again, yom mekadosh after Neitz HaChama, and therefore it would not be applicable. Okay, so stop here. Next week,
yeah,
lemaisa be passing the first night. If a person forgets hamel hakadosh, then.